The following programming is sponsored by Yvonne Candy. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy. Learn how to invest in today's residential and commercial real estate. Get informed and get the latest news and trends. Whether you're an investor, home buyer, or homeowner, or just want to be entertained, you're in the right place. And here's your host, Yvonne Candy.
Again, welcome to Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy. I'm your host, Yvonne Candy. I get a lot of questions in reference to real estate investing. Where should I start? What should I do? Well, in today's show, I would like to share those questions and answers with you. And the number one question is where you should start is with education. Education is very important when you're starting a business of any kind. I remember I used to attend a lot of seminars back in the day, as I can say, and also especially before COVID. Those seminars give you a wealth of information. It's for free. Now, of course, they want to charge you for a course or whatever, but that's the icing on the cake. But if for some reason you can't afford it, most of these gurus, they do have payment plans. So take advantage of that. Don't think that you have to pay all of that money at once. Another thing is that the money that you pay out for your course, you get back tenfold. I remember that I paid $5,000 for a course, which today you can spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. But it was worth its weight in gold because I got that money back like 10, 20 times just off of one deal. And that was my first deal, which I'll tell you about shortly. Another thing is webinars now. The webinars are becoming so popular because especially after COVID, that's what we had to depend on during COVID. So now they're especially popular. Follow some of the gurus that you might see like on YouTube that have a long history of being on YouTube and have many subscribers and many views. It is telling you something right there. I would go with the more experienced gurus and maybe follow them and listen to them. Get as much information as you can. Also, a great idea is to attend real estate clubs. Now, in every county, there's a real estate club, or maybe every city. A real estate club will give you also a wealth of information. They have experienced people there to teach you. They have lenders there a lot of times. You meet other people that are like-minded and you can network with them. A great, great networking resource are the real estate clubs. And I believe that they do charge a fee, but still the fee is worth its weight in gold. And it's not very much. Another question that people ask me is, should I become a real estate agent if I want to be a real estate investor? And the answer is no. You don't have to be a real estate agent to be a real estate investor. However, it has its pros and cons. One of the things that I like, and I am a real estate agent, is that I have access to many, many sellers. All of their information, I have access to MLS. I can have first preference to the sellers and their properties. And not only that, I can make money if I'm buying a property for myself. Now think about it. If you're buying an investment property for yourself, you're also going to make a agent's fee from that property. So you're really getting money back because your seller or the seller of a listing agent is going to give you back money for selling the property. I think it's a great idea, but some of the limitations there is that you cannot be as creative as you can be when you're an investor, because you have to uphold certain rules and regulations when you have a license. Now, whether that means something to you, I do not know. But some people do not want to be pigeonholed into not being able to make these creative negotiations and buying techniques. They would rather be able to either make money and also have access to the property. So whatever is best for you, you have to decide, but you do not have to be an agent to be an investor. One of the other questions that I get, what are some of the different ways to invest in real estate? Well, number one, it's a popular way, is wholesaling. Wholesaling is great because it doesn't require you to have any credit, any money. It's all you do is find a property for someone and you put it under an assignment contract and also a sales agreement, which means that you can be a third party to someone who wants to buy the property. And you can make a commission, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. So in other words, if you have a property under contract and you have an investor or even a home buyer that wants to buy that property, they will give you a fee. Now this works, excuse me, this works especially well when there's a lot of equity in the property. Why? Well, because there's more room for you to make money. And there's more room for negotiations between the seller and the buyer. So that's one way. Another way is abandoned buildings, which I don't hear an awful lot about, but you can invest in abandoned buildings. And one of the ways that I know to invest in abandoned buildings is to go to your local county and look up these properties. You can even probably find one net who owns them. A lot of times there's out-of-town sellers who owns properties for some reason or another. Maybe they just abandoned the investment. Or it could be probably that it's a deceased or disabled loved one that no longer can have the property. But at any rate, there's also funds available at your county for these type of properties. I would look into that. There's grants available, in other words, for fixing them up. And also they have programs where you can purchase them. I don't know if you ever heard of the dollar, buying a house for a dollar. And that definitely is possible to buy a house for a dollar. They have all kinds of programs. I would visit my county courthouse or my city hall, and I would definitely look into what they have available. It's something that a lot of people do not do. And it's money out there. Now, another way that you can invest in real estate is by lease purchasing. Lease purchasing is when you put a property under agreement to lease, where part of the lease money that you pay every month would go towards the purchase. So at a certain period of time, which would be in the contract, whether it's 12 months, 24 months, at the end of that period, if that's when you go to settlement, you would have probably your down payment or a good portion of your down payment towards it. Another way is lease purchase option. Now, the lease purchase option is where you're going to still lease the property, but you have the first option to purchase it. So if the seller is going to sell the property, you're going to have the first opportunity to buy the property before anyone else does. That's another way. And let's talk about the lease option. Just straight out, just lease. But you also have an agreement with the seller in writing that you can sublease, another way to invest. So let me give you an example of that one. Let's say that you lease a duplex and the agreement states that you have the right to sublease. If you have the right to sublease, that means that you can rent out those units and whatever excess money that's left over after paying your expenses, such as your lease or any other expense that you are obligated to pay, goes in your pocket. So that is another way that you can invest. And some of these ways don't require any money or very little money. One of the ways I wanted to tell you about when it comes down to having money, when you lease, you can negotiate with the seller to fix up the property in exchange for not putting any money down. So you don't necessarily have to put money down in order to go into a lease agreement, because you're already putting money out. What's going to be benefit for the seller, because he doesn't have to do that work. So it's very beneficial for the seller that he doesn't have to do that work and you're spending the money. You're spending the money. So that is definitely a way that you can invest in real estate. When you lease a property, you also have the opportunity to do short-term rentals like Airbnb. And that's another way that you can make money. And you don't need a whole bunch of money, especially if you're very talented in fixing places up, or you're talented in staging places. You know, don't forget that staging is also very important when it comes to renting out these properties. And, you know, it's not just you fix the place up, but you have to furnish them and what have you. And I'd like to add to that, when you're looking for furniture, you know, you can find some really great stuff at places like Habitat for Humanity, Goodwill, a lot of different secondhand stores. They sometimes even have new stuff that was given to them by hotels and other organizations and establishments that are just like new. So you will save money on that part. And that's something you definitely should use also when it comes to selling or buying, even if you're, you know, a primary user or investor. Just make sure your property is definitely staged. It sells 10% faster than other properties. Okay, so let's talk about another way that we can real estate invest. And that's just go get a traditional loan. A traditional loan is just like you're buying a house to live in. And that's actually what you're doing. If you're using FHA or you're using a conventional loan, you have tax returns, you have pay stubs, you're able to do this. You have your down payment. Well, go ahead and use a traditional loan. The requirements are for you to live in the house a year or two, and then you can definitely go get another loan. It's most important that you make something off the property, so you buy at a discount, even if it's a property you're going to live in. But as an investor, if you feel as though that this property is going to give you a good return, I would live in it for a year or two. And then if you have to get another FHA loan or conventional loan, you can go get another one, especially with FHA. So that's what I could do. And also check with your tax accountant to see if what your taxes obligation would be, your tax obligation, because definitely if you sell a house within a certain amount of time, then you're going to be responsible for capital gains. So just definitely check with your tax accountant for that, because you don't want to pay that if you don't have to. And also, you can make sure you have your rehab receipts and everything available for your accountant, because those are tax deductible also. So that's one way. And one of the final ways that I wanted to discuss with you is getting a hard money loan. Now, it's a lot of tricks of the trades that you can use with a lot of these loans, and I'm not going to get into that right now. But a hard money loan is a loan from a private investor where you can definitely get the loan without any paperwork, basically, you know. Now, each lender is different. Some lenders want to see maybe bank statements. Some lenders may want to see pay stubs. Some lenders will require even a credit score of a 620, 640, 680, depending on the lender. Now, these lenders will want you to put a certain amount of money down. But very quick, a way to get out of that is to have another property that they can use for collateral, or just have the money. Most likely, it's going to be a 10% down, or depending on your credit score, and 100% financing for the rehab. But the interest rates will also vary according to credit score, and they will be high. So definitely do that, because hard money lending is not an easy loan to get into, but you can get into it without going through the tax returns and anything else that the traditional lenders need. Most of the time, they need a lot of paperwork, and you really don't need that with the hard money lenders. Okay, we're going to take a break and come back in a minute or two. And we're going to talk about more ways that you can invest in real estate, the pros and cons, and all the good stuff in just 1 minute.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy.
Okay, we are back. I wanted to add to some of the ways that you can invest in real estate. One of the ways that I would suggest also is getting a partner. A partner is fantastic because you're sharing your responsibility. You also have someone that you can work with, that you can bounce ideas off of. Partners are really great, and I would definitely have a partner that I could trust and that one that I could maybe even start a business with. And usually hard money lenders would like you to have a business such as an LLC because that is a commercial loan, and I meant to tell you that. But using a partner is a great way. And sometimes you can even use partners to share in the responsibility of taking a course like at a seminar or webinar. If you have a partner such as a husband, a wife, maybe even a friend, you can split the cost of some of these courses that you can take. So ask about them. You know, that may be available to you. I would want to get my credit, and that would be in the tip-top condition. Credit is very, very important. I remember Guru telling me that credit was gold. And so when you start out as being an investor, let that be the first thing that you start on. It takes time to repair credit. It takes time to build credit. Make sure your credit is getting up to par, because more opportunities are going to be available for you when you have good credit. I wanted to share a little story that I went through, that I experienced. And that was of a credit issue in how I bought an investment property. I had bad credit at one time and repaired my credit and wanted to go into a FHA loan, which was a lower interest rate, lower down payment. I love the terms of FHA. And also some of these conventional loans. But I did not have the money to do so. So I repaired my credit, A1, and I found a property that I thought that would be fantastic for me because it had like an in-law apartment upstairs. And I said, oh, you know, I can always make money off of this property. So I went to the realtor and inquired, and he said, you know, Miss Candy, you're going to have to give me maybe $13,000 or more just to hold this property. And I was really floored because at the time I did not have that type of money. But what possessed me to ask him if he accepted credit cards? I do not know. But I asked him, do you accept credit cards? And he said, yes. I gave him $13,000 in credit cards and made the down payment on this investment property. I used the income from the in-law apartment to pay for the loan that I took out on these cards. But it all worked out fine. I was able to pay for the credit card loans that I had got, and the investment property paid for itself and gave me many years of security. So the gist of what I'm saying is, don't be afraid to step outside the box. Be creative as you possibly can. And number one, repair that credit. Build credit. Be in a position to take advantage of opportunities and be able to purchase many, many, many more properties than you can purchase if you did not have credit. Not having credit is a limitation, but it's not impossible to become wealthy. It's not impossible to invest in many properties out there. It's all about how you negotiate. So I hope that you learned something from this little Q&A. If you have any questions, you can email me at info@YvonneCandyProductions.com. And you can also just send me a shout out. Call here at WWDB and I can definitely answer so many more questions for you. And I'll answer them right here live on the show. So enjoy the rest of your week, guys. And I will see you next week. Enjoy.
You've been listening to Real Estate Today with Yvonne Candy. Don't forget to visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all other social media.